if, like me, you are obsessed with listening to podcasts, would you like to find out a little bit more about an Irish crime podcast? Yep, I definitely thought the answer would be yes.
I am absolutely thrilled to be having a chat with Frank Graney. Of course, we know you from, you know, covering all political content, courts, you know, and but there's another string to your bow because you've been working on a fantastic podcast series called Inside the Crime. First off, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's The Hub. It's great to be talking to you.
Not at all. Thanks for having me, Louise. Lovely to chat to you.
Absolutely. Now, I know a lot of my friends, they love listening to true crime podcasts, and it's something that, you know, you just get stuck into. And now you're on season 3 of Inside the Crime. Thank you for sharing this with us, because I suppose no more than working on a podcast, you know, it probably becomes a little, you know, baby project. It's something that you pour your heart and soul into. It's obviously a passion of yours as well. Tell me a little bit about season 3, the Una Linsky murder.
Well, like season 2 of Inside the Crime, it's another unsolved murder. So Una Linsky was 19 years of age, working as a civil servant in Dublin City when she went missing back in October of 1971. So that's over 50 years ago now. She got a bus home with her cousin, Anne Gahan. They were very close. They sat together on the bus home. They both lived just outside Ratoath. Mm-hmm. Anne Gahan lived on Ferry House Road, which is quite close to Ferry House Racecourse. And Una Linsky then lived on Porterstown Lane, which is about a 15-minute walk from the bus stop. So they got off the bus at the same stop, just outside mm-hmm. Anne's house on Ferry House Road. They said their goodbyes. They went their separate ways. And they both fully expected to see each other again at the bus stop the following morning. But that was actually the last time that Anne saw her cousin and her friend, Una Linsky. In fact, that was the last time that Una was seen alive again. And in the next 15 minutes or so, we don't know to this day what happened to Una Linsky. The one thing we do know is that she didn't make it home. So I suppose that was one of the driving forces behind season 3 of Inside the Crime, was to look a bit deeper into what happened to her, what they knew back then, what we know now, in the hope that we might stir somebody's memory or appeal to somebody's conscience all these years later.
Definitely. Obviously, it's such a sensitive topic as well. When you're researching, you're trying to find people to speak with, you know, because no matter how much time has passed, obviously, it's still a loved one belonging to somebody who they're no doubt still searching for. How do you go about, you know, I suppose, opening up the research process for a project like this?
I'm glad you've asked that question, because I suppose a lot of people wouldn't realize the amount of work that goes into 30, 40 minutes of a podcast episode, yeah. as the case with Inside the Crime. I mean, we would have started, Ashley Moore and I, Ashley is the producer on Inside the Crime, and we would have started, I suppose, working on the research for this story back in the summer. So we would have spent many weeks poring over newspaper archives from back in the 1970s, from a time when Una went missing. Mm-hmm. You have to remember, obviously, no mobile phones at the time. Yeah. No social media. It's a lot easier to research stories nowadays than it is when you're looking back at a story 53 years old, as is the case with this one. You know, through that research, then you will come across names, you know, potential contributors. And given the passage of time, you know, we were unfortunate that some of the people that we really wanted to speak to for this podcast have passed on or moved away, or we simply couldn't get in touch with. But we were pleased that a number of people close to the case did agree to sit down with us. And over the course of, I suppose, a few weeks, we would have travelled up and down to Porterstown Lane to interview various people who were around at that time. We hear from, in the first couple of episodes, we hear from Una's cousin, Pádraig Gahan, who was actually on his way home walking along Porterstown Lane, albeit from the other side of the lane, okay. at the same time that it's believed Una was abducted. So I suppose, you know, one of the great things about Inside the Crime, and one of the things I love about it, is that, you know, we don't just tell these stories for the sake of telling these stories, mm-hmm. because, you know, they can, as you you know, touched on earlier, they can re-traumatize people. And that's the last thing that we want to do. We see the greater purpose of potentially, as I say, just getting that story back in the public domain, pushing it back in people's memories. There are people hearing about Una Linsky for the first time. Yeah. And it's a remarkable story across the five episodes of the series. You know, it is truly remarkable and shocking, and where this story will take the listeners. But to sit down and to speak to the likes of Padraig Gohan about his cousin, that requires, you know, a special relationship between interviewer and interviewee. And, you know, it certainly took some time to build up their trust. And I hope they're pleased with what we've done with Inside the Crime, because the forefront of our minds has always been trying to figure out what exactly happened to Una Linsky.
Absolutely. And I suppose to go back to, obviously, yourself and Aisling, you know, you both work in radio, you know, full-time jobs at News Talk. But how did you guys get together to think about, you know, pinning this down and going, right, okay, let's see if we can put our heads together and come up with a podcast that is going to be as successful as Inside the Crime has already been?
Well, News Talk, for starters, have been very supportive of this project right from the start. And I suppose this was uncharted territory for us at News Talk when we launched the first season of Inside the Crime a number of years ago. We've learned an awful lot of lessons. We've learned from mistakes made in previous seasons. And I suppose the most precious commodity that we all have is time. These things are time heavy. They take a lot of time to research and to put together. And you have to be so careful when you're dealing with these types of stories for lots of reasons, you know, legal reasons for starters. You have to be extra careful when you're putting these things together. So I suppose Aisling and I have very busy jobs. Aisling is a producer on Sean Moncrief's show. I'm based down in the courts. I'm a courts correspondent day to day. So we both have very busy day jobs. But thankfully, Patricia Monaghan, who has been very supportive of the podcast since its inception, you know, found time to allow us to get together. And that was really important, that collaboration between Aisling and I, because Aisling, like me, has a very curious mind. She's very inquisitive. And, you know, we approach this case in the same way that we have, you know, previous seasons, almost like an investigator, starting from the very beginning, asking the questions that the detectives undoubtedly asked at the beginning, trying our best to speak to the people closest to the case. You know, given the fact that there's 53 years since Una Linsky stepped off that bus, as I said earlier, that proved quite difficult. But poring over all of the research and going away and doing our own pieces of research then in the build up to interviews, for example, a lot of preparation would have gone into the interviews. And then I suppose from a storytelling point of view, you know, I love nothing more than sitting up into the early hours of the morning, writing and narrating this story. And then we have a very talented man in News Talk called Lachlan Hart, who comes in once we have the episode put together, and he adds what we call his magic sprinkle over it. So the audio landscape that you hear in Inside the Crime is coming from Lachlan Hart. He's brilliant at developing those soundscapes, because what was really important to us, you know, you have podcasts and there's a place for Talking Heads podcasts where you could get somebody talking about what happened to Una Linsky for an hour on a podcast. But we really wanted to bring people on that journey with us. We wanted to speak to as many people and record as many people as we could. And we also wanted to give people a sense of what it was like back in the 1970s. In Ireland, in Dublin, on Porterstown Lane. And the great thing about radio, and I think the one thing that we all love about this particular medium, and podcasting has taken that a step forward over the years, is that through sound, through atmosphere, you can really bring people on that journey with you.
Absolutely. Without giving too much away, was there anything that kind of surprised you when you were, you know, researching, interviewing people, putting it together? Because obviously times are very different now. You know, women are treated very different now. Was there any huge surprise that you kind of went, whoa, you know, we've moved on a lot in Ireland since then?
Yeah, great question. So many things spring into mind when I think about answering that. And I suppose the first thing that springs to mind is how crime was investigated back in 1971. You know, technology has come on, you know, leaps and bounds since then. Everybody has a mobile phone in their pocket nowadays. That certainly wasn't the case back in 1971. It would be over 10 years before the first commercially available mobile phone came to Ireland. CCTV as well. You know, nowadays, and I cover, you know, high profile murder trials down the Central Criminal Court all the time. And CCTV footage is such a useful tool for An Garda Síochána. That wasn't the case back in 1971. It was very different, and it was very difficult to investigate serious crimes back in 1971. Unlike nowadays, where you have certainly in urban centres right across the country, you would have a dedicated detective unit in every Garda station. That wasn't the case back in 1971. It was all centralised from Dublin Castle. There was a unit called the Garda Technical Unit, which was known colloquially as the murder squad, and they would have investigated serious crimes like murder across the country. They were involved in the investigation into Una Linsky's disappearance and her murder. Una's body was found a couple of months later up at the Dublin Mountains. So there's all of that. And then when I suppose when you consider societal change, you know, how women were treated back in 1971 as compared to nowadays. I mean, the one thing that's blatantly obvious through the research for this podcast is how, you know, Una Linsky's walk home back in 1971 would have been, as I say, a 15-minute walk down a poorly lit, in fact, there were no street lights, and, you know, on Porterstown Lane, it would have been very dark. It's almost unimaginable that a 19-year-old girl would have taken that route home. But yeah. Porterstown Lane is a safe place. It certainly was a safe place back in 1971 before all of this happened. That absolutely changed after Una Linsky went missing. You know, there were sightings of a mysterious car in the area at the time. People heard screams. But the one thing that stuck with me through our research for this and from speaking to people who were in the area at the time is that they couldn't believe that something like this could happen. Yeah. You know, Ireland back in 1971 was a far safer place than it is nowadays. So I suppose there are just a couple of the things that I noticed changes when it comes to the Ireland of 2024 and the Ireland of 1971.
Brilliant. I could literally have a chat to you all day, but I would urge people to go and check out the podcast because, you know, you've really managed to almost transport us back to that time. You know, you can almost feel how, you know, Una, I don't know, it, in a strange way, you can almost feel Una's presence as you're listening to it, which, again, it's a testament to all of you who, you know, you're fantastic in your roles throughout the podcast. But if people do want to check out more, if they want to maybe listen to all seasons, where is the best place to go? Because I know I'm going to catch up with you again in a couple of weeks when we get through more of the episodes of the podcast. But if people are sitting on tenterhooks now and they can't wait to tune in, where is the best place to go, Frank?
Well, you can find it on the News Talk app, which is powered by Go Loud, or wherever you get your podcasts. You know, it's on Apple, it's on Spotify, it's on Google Podcasts. You can find it in all of the usual places. And also, like last year, we've also put an awful lot of effort into the website. So there is exclusive content on the News Talk website, newstalk.com/deeper inside the crime. And what the digital team has done this year is really useful for listeners who are following this podcast, because there's an interactive map. Porterstown Lane is about 2.5 kilometers long, and there are so many different locations where there were sightings, where people heard screams, where Una's believed to have been abducted from. So if you go on the website, it's very easy to follow that. There are also lots of people, lots of contributors in this, and sometimes it can get confusing because there are familial connections, there are friendships and whatnot. So there's a very helpful and useful family tree there, and lots of exclusive photographs and things like that. So that's well worth checking out as you're listening to the podcast going along. And I'm so glad that we're going to be speaking again in a couple of weeks, Louise, because the remarkable thing about this story is how much it changes and evolves over time. Coming at this for the first time as part of the research, I could not believe where this story took me. So, you know, I'm looking forward to speaking to you in a few weeks again when we've caught up with the series.
Absolutely. And I would urge everybody to go and listen to it, whether you're out on, you know, at the gym, or you're on your drive home, or wherever you are, make sure to go and check it out. Frank Rainey, thank you so much for coming on to have a chat to me on The Hub on iRadio. It's been a pleasure. I'll be listening to the podcast and I can't wait to catch up and find out more about it again when there's a few more episodes out.
Great stuff. Thanks very much, Louise.